Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there is great ferment politically and there's great attention being paid to the upcoming election in Virginia, where they are battling for governor. Virginia had been an overwhelmingly Republican state, but over the last 12 years, it has shifted very decisively to the left and to the Democratic side. Why? Well, partially because of demographic patterns. There are a bunch of new people in Virginia, some of them immigrants, a lot of new Asian immigrants, for instance, in Virginia, but a lot of people involved with the upper middle class suburban kinds of communities you have in Fairfax County and Loudoun County, which we've heard a lot about, where those communities of suburban voters have helped give the Democrats both Senate seats in Virginia, the governorship for 12 years so far. They're trying to extend it to 16. And at the same time, leadership of the Virginia delegation in the House. This used to be, again, a Republican state. In fact, Virginia was a Republican state before other states shifted. Eisenhower, back in the 1950s, in 52 and 56, carried Virginia at a time when the rest of the so-called Solid South was still solidly Democratic. So what happens? That's one of the reasons that people are looking at this election between Glenn Youngkin, who's a good candidate, and Terry McAuliffe, who is a candidate with real problems. And he has some real problems, actually, with his campaign as well, which we will get to in just a moment. Let me go first to some of the callers who've been hanging on. And one of them is Scott in Everett, Washington. Scott, you're on the Medved Show.
Yeah, hi, Michael. Great to speak with you. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you.
And I just want to say you sound like a very young person, and that's a big compliment.
And, yes, at my age it is.
Yes, yes. I didn't realize your age until I went to your website. But speaking of age, my call is about COVID vaccinations for young people, in particular for people under 20 years old. And in our state of Washington and my county of Snohomish, I've looked closely at the data, and I just don't see any data basis or scientific basis for mandating or insisting or wanting young kids to get the COVID vaccination. And I'm wondering, am I missing something?
No. They basically, I think it's coming, and it's coming soon, I think. But just recently, they approved the Pfizer, or was it the Pfizer asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize its COVID-19 vaccine with BioNTech for kids 5 to 11. And so that's in process. But they're trying to be, of course, very careful about that. So that all the people who are already suspicious of vaccines don't get more suspicious about it. And this also has to do with part of what they Peter Hotez. Do we have Dr. Hotez on audio, Jeremy? Not on this one. Well, again, he was speaking. He's a very well-schooled and well-respected expert on this, and he's speaking on CBS. And what he says, that for kids 5 to 11, it's on the way and probably will be shortly after Halloween. They're going to be releasing it for the public. He says there's a narrative out there that's false, that this is an illness that's exclusively of older Americans, those over the age of 70 or 80. And we learned with this Delta variant over the summer, it was never true. Hotez is the co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. Kids need to get that vaccination, so it's really good news, and hopefully shortly after Halloween, it will be released to the public. Yes, that will, I mean, I was speaking to our friends over at Evergreen Health, who said that they just had a very, very different look of the COVID patients this summer, where they were disproportionately, actually, young people, and including some young people who are very seriously ill. There'd also been a belief that when small children or young children get COVID, it's always asymptomatic or the symptoms are very mild. That wasn't true with the Delta variant either. Scott, appreciate your call and your kind words. Let us go to David in Seattle. David, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I have to pardon my voice. I got a case of laryngitis here. But I like your example of the state mandating a motorcycle helmet versus the COVID vaccination, because they have more in common than people realize. Both involve compliance or a penalty. If you don't comply with wearing a helmet, which is the benefit of, the penalty is a ticket. But COVID the same way. If you don't comply with the mandate, the penalty is much more severe. You lose your career and your livelihood. And that right there,
that depends on what your career and livelihood is. And again, it really does. There are tons of people out there who are listening right now who are not going to lose their job if they work in a smaller business, a business below 100. And it depends on what state you're in and what the local and state regulations are. But it's not a perfect analogy, and I want to back away from it a little bit, because there's much more reason to have a mandate for the COVID vaccine than for a motorcycle helmet. You know what it is, David?
Yeah.
Motorcycle helmet, you're just protecting yourself. That's basically you. It's protecting yourself and then the insurance companies and everybody else who would have to, and the crowded hospitals that would have to deal with your disaster. But here with the vaccine, you're actually protecting other people. You're protecting other people primarily. Right?
Where I want to go. People like to quote data and the science. Well, here's a streak of data for you. Why is it that in the state of Israel, that records a lot of this stuff, 50% of their people in hospital, according to them, have had both COVID injections, and they still came down with it?
No, that's not true. I mean, again, I follow the situation in Israel very closely because I have close family there. My brother is there, and his four children and grandchildren. And we just had our nephew visiting us, and it is by no means true that half the people who've gotten vaccines have come down with COVID. Israel still has a lower rate of COVID by far than the United States, a lower rate of both death and of serious illness. And what they have had is, and what people do have, is, yes, cases of what they call breakthrough cases, but... And this is very important, David. Those breakthrough cases are much less likely to be serious, symptomatic, and by the way, this is from the Times of Israel. The COVID death toll for Israel stands at now it's 1/100th of what it is in the United States, and Israel has a population of 9 million. The COVID death toll stands at 7,900, and as transmission, serious cases continue to decline. And again, all the Israeli authorities, there's very, very scant vaccine resistance in Israel, and the vaccines have worked out and saved lives. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the governor's race in Virginia continues to be at the top of the news because there aren't that many races going on right now. The governor's race in New Jersey is considered to be a very much a long shot for the Republican nominee, Chitarelli. Good guy. But Phil Murphy, the current governor of New Jersey, is very likely to be reelected, the Democrat. But in Virginia, it's close as can be. And so they are bringing what the New York Times referred to as giants of the Democratic Party. And they brought, President Biden went down to Virginia. His wife, Jill, went down to Virginia to campaign to help save Terry McAuliffe. Vice President Kamala Harris, who is hardly a giant, but she came down. But another giant who came down, who I don't even see how she's entitled to that designation, was Stacey Abrams. And first of all, most Americans don't know who Stacey Abrams is. I know people who are political junkies do. She is the defeated candidate for governor in Georgia back in 2018. And she lost to Brian Kemp. And she didn't lose. It wasn't that close. She lost by 50,000 votes. She lost by more in Georgia than President Trump lost by in Georgia. But okay. She was very successful in getting voters registered, and she is an African-American woman, and she would be the first, I believe, first woman and first African-American governor of Georgia, but she didn't make it. But she did make it down to Virginia, and Stacey Abrams, who basically has a day job where she writes romance novels. No, I'm not kidding. She just had another one come out. She has these romance novels that aren't, well, they aren't terrible. And so who knows if she's going to have another romance novel. A recent one had to do with a groundbreaking, barrier-busting liberal candidate who gets involved with somebody and in the midst of a campaign, complicating a campaign. That's not happening in real life. But what is happening in real life is she spoke at a rally for Terry McAuliffe. And it's really kind of tough to figure out what it is she's actually saying. That's clip three. Listen.
You see, I'm here to tell you that just because you win doesn't mean you're won. We've got folks who are ready to take back what they think is theirs, but they are not entitled to our progress. They are not entitled to our justice. They are not entitled to our votes. But either we use them or we lose them. I come from a state where I was not entitled to become the governor. But as an American citizen and a citizen of Georgia, I'm going to fight for every person who has the right to vote to be able to cast that vote. And here in Virginia, you need to cast that vote for Terry McAuliffe.
Okay, when she said I was not entitled to become governor of Georgia, as she may not have been qualified, but no one's entitled to become governor of Georgia. It's not a new entitlement. We were going to promise that every single American who becomes governor of Georgia, but okay. So she speaks with her fervor, as she usually does, delivers that, and then Terry McAuliffe himself actually used a new ad where he claimed that his comments before that he actually did make, saying that parents were not entitled, to use that word again, to determine the education of their children, he says he was quoted out of context. Listen to the new Terry McAuliffe ad. This is clip six.
As parents, Dorothy and I have always been involved in our kids' education. We know good schools depend on involved parents. That's why I want you to hear this from me. Glenn Youngkin's taking my words out of context. I've always valued the concerns of parents. It's why as governor we scaled back standardized testing, expanded pre-K, and invested $1 billion in public schools. I'm Terry McAuliffe, candidate for governor, and I sponsored this ad because working together, we can give our kids the education they deserve.
Okay, what is it that he actually did say that was taken out of context? His exact words, and they came during a debate, so they were very much off the cuff, but they have become a major battleground in this campaign. He said, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. You don't want parents coming in every different school jurisdiction saying, this is what should be taught here. So said Terry McAuliffe. And by the way, he stuck with that for the most part, except with his ad trying to distance himself from it. And one of the things that also came up today in the press briefing with Jen Psaki in the White House was that she was asked if she still believes what the president has said, that the Build Back Better bill will cost nothing. And the president said that. And here is the response by Jen Psaki. This is clip 12.
The president still believes that Build Back Better will not add a dime to the national debt.
Correct, it won't.
Why should Americans believe that?
Because it won't. Go ahead.
What if taxes that he says you want to get more taxes in? What if it doesn't happen? What if the economy goes sour? Lots of things can happen. Mm-hmm. What are you're going to tell from us that are future generations, not even born yet, that they're not on the hook for this? Is that right?
That's right, and hopefully you'll report accurate information yourself.
Okay. She basically says that's right. What they're arguing about here is when Joe Biden says it will cost nothing, he's saying, as she said right before she was challenged on this, and Biden has said, no, it'll cost nothing, which is magic thinking. Everything costs something. It would cost something. It would add to the national debt. It almost certainly will. They don't have near enough revenue, even if they get all their tax increases passed. But when she says when he says it will cost nothing, or she says it won't add to the national debt, it's extremely optimistic and unreasonable and probably inaccurate. Reporters also caught up with Joe Manchin in the halls of Congress today, and got the latest from him because he's controlling the whole process. And the Democratic Senator from West Virginia said, this is where we stand. This is clip 11.
I truly believe that if we work in good faith and we understand where we are today, where our country is, and the needs we really have, and then the aspirations that we have further down the road, let's do what we can do together. Let's get that piece of legislation agreed upon that we can start working the framework of that and putting it together. That's going to take a little while. But with that being said, and we have the trust of each other, then we should be able to vote immediately on the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Okay, which is, of course, something that Republicans want as well. And at least somebody is talking, hopefully, about cooperation in Washington. One of the politicians who used to emphasize that during his service in public office was Colin Powell. We'll have a word about the memories and lessons from Colin Powell coming up.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with two groups of lawmakers on Tuesday as he looks to get his agenda through Congress. California Democratic Congresswoman Ami Bera spoke before going to the White House.
Really what I'm trying to hear from the president, I'm glad that he's getting involved in inviting lawmakers down to the White House, is what are the contours? You know, climate change is incredibly important to me, so what is it that we can get Joe Manchin to agree to?
Barra, part of the House Progressive Caucus, is the first to meet with the president, Vice President Harris, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Homeland Security Secretary is testing positive for COVID. A department spokesman saying Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive prior to traveling. Mayorkas is fully vaccinated and he's dealing with what's described as mild congestion. He'll now work at home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And a great opportunity at this time where so many Americans are arguing about the meaning of freedom. And freedom is an indication not that you are totally able to pursue what you want with no consideration of other people. It means that, yes, other people acting through our democratically elected representatives are able to impact what you do as it affects them. And all of the compromises about the Constitution in particular, and the Bill of Rights. We have a MedVet history program called Miracle of the Constitution, and it's very important if you're going to understand what the Constitution actually was and what it says and why it was written and why it came in to replace the Articles of Confederation because they had a crisis with basically government falling apart. How did all that happen? Well, you can go to MedVet history store, and if you're a MedHead Plus member, you can get a download of that show on the Miracle of the Constitution, and you can get it free, absolutely free, no obligation. MedHead Plus membership costs 22 cents a day. And so if you're actually listening to most of the shows that we have are about 2 hours, two full hours with no commercials. And so each one of those, if you take one a day, it'll cost you 22 cents. It's an amazing deal. Check it out. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com and join us as a MedHead Plus member for a deeper, richer background on some of the crucial fights that go on in this country all the time. I had been unaware of this. Jeremy called it to my attention, I must tell you. There has been a very serious constitutional fight, a fight about freedom and choice and liberty in Hooters. Why? Because, as the New York Post proudly reports, Hooters rump roasted new uniform policy has bottomed out. What does this mean? Yeah, what it means is the company now says it is reversing its recent mandate that female servers have to trade in their already short shorts for new skin-tight bikini-cut bottoms. As we continue to listen and update the image of the Hooters girls, we are clarifying that the option to choose from traditional uniforms or the new ones. So wrote a Hooters America representative in a response to Business Insider. This was on Sunday. Hooters girls can now determine which style of shorts best fits their body style and personal image. The rep added, of the workers of the national restaurant chain, famous for featuring busty waitresses, and mostly in shorts. I think all in shorts. The cheeky company's turnaround came after some of its servers took to social media to rip the new underwear shorts. There's so many double entendres here, New York Post. I don't know. The company has clarified that employees are free to choose the pair of shorts that they may want to wear. Oh, look, a wedgie, employee Kristen Songer said in a trending TikTok video of herself modeling the new uniform bottoms. This is why all the Hooters girls are upset, because this is not what I agreed to wear a year ago when I was hired, said Songer, who is a 22-year-old medical student at South Carolina School of Medicine. Wow. There still appears to be some food servers who plan to opt for the new uniform briefs. Those are the shorter briefs. I've been making way more money with the new shorts, said Jazzy in another TikTok video of herself modeling her new orange pair. That's of her shorts, is what they're talking about. So I'm glad everything is peace and happiness and compromise right there at Hooters. Hooters adjust policy. What am I looking at here? Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, Afghan women lose businesses as a Taliban bars them from work. What, they closed the Hooters in Afghanistan, did they? Afghan businesswomen say that they have been forced to close their businesses as the Taliban have imposed a ban on women working outside, meaning outside the home. Wouldn't that be... I mean, you can imagine somebody doing some kind of sitcom about it. The first Hooters in Afghanistan or Iran, kind of maybe a version of Hooters goes to Tehran. Right, and because nothing says fun and jollity and as much as Tehran or Kabul, right? There's also this, and the Wall Street Journal has a little section that I always try to pay attention to, because very often you find something quite worthwhile in it. And they have a section called Notable and Quotable, where they just find some quote that connects with something in the news that might be worth sharing. And I think this is worth sharing today. In July 27th, 2016, in the midst of President Trump's first presidential campaign, former Secretary of State Colin Powell, may his memory be a blessing, had a column in the Wall Street Journal, and this is 2016, July 27th. And the title of his column was American Citizenship, What American Citizenship Makes Possible. And he says, I'm a public education kid from kindergarten through to Morris High School in the South Bronx, and finally City College of New York. New York University made me an offer, but tuition there was $750 a year, and such a huge sum in 1954. I would never impose that on my parents, so it was CCNY, where back then, tuition was free. I got a BS in geology and a commission as an Army second lieutenant. And that was that. He was in ROTC at City College. After City College, I was lucky to be among the first group of officers commissioned just after the Army was desegregated. Think of that. Think of that. I competed against West Pointers, against graduates from Harvard and Virginia Military Institute and the Citadel and other top schools. And to my surprise, I discovered I'd gotten a pretty good education in the New York City public schools, not only in geology, which was his major, and the military, but also in wider culture. I had learned a little bit about music, about Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, and theater, and things like that. I got a complete education, all through public schools. And considering some of the recent information on how our public school students are doing, if he could get that complete education in growing up in Harlem in the South Bronx back in the 1950s, shouldn't we be able to do better for our public school students of all kinds with other SCUB public school options like charter schools, which are public schools, by the way? It seems to me an appropriate hope. When we come back, does it make sense in a hopeful era, or what should be one, to be a baby doomer and to basically give up the idea of children? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I always like the idea of featuring people who are generally wrong about everything, who all of a sudden come up with something that is right and is true and is obvious, which kind of means, okay, let's sit down and talk about this and work together. And Donny Deutsch, who's the big leftist and certainly one of the most stridently progressive voices on MSNBC, actually comes up not only his previously cited predictions about what bad shape the Democrats are in and how likely they are to lose to Republicans in 22 and in 24, he says this about the influence of people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, for the Democratic Party. Listen, this is 8B.
They were Bill Clinton voters. Bill Clinton, they were Barack Obama voters. They weren't Joe Biden voters. They were anti-Trump voters, all right? And Joe Biden does not have the hearts and mind of this country. And the other Democrats that we see being paraded forward, the AOCs of the world, the far left, are suicide for the Democrats. So the Democrats better get some new faces, and the Democrats better figure out that this world lives just right of center, or on a good year, just left of center. And it's this socialist kind of pulling all the way to the left is a disaster. And we are staring at a democracy in peril. This is not just, oh, I like this issue, I don't like this issue. We don't get this right in 2024, it ain't ever going to be right. You should be sounding the alarm bells of what's going on now. It's just our democracy is really at stake, and the Democrats need to understand where the world lives.
I think that's good, and I think he's right, because we do need a competitive and constructive two-party system, and a situation where we can move beyond this. It's basically Thomas Hobbes, the English philosopher from 300 years ago. Thomas Hobbes wrote about the war of all against all. And that's kind of what America feels like now, where there's just fights about everything, fights about Hooters short length, and everything is a battle. Now, some of that, of course, all disagreement and compromise and all that can be healthy in a democracy, can be healthy in a functioning republic. But I do think we need to make progress in viewing people with whom we disagree, not as evildoers, not as enemies who have to be exterminated or wiped out or owned or gotten rid of, but people with whom you can compromise, maybe even reach points of agreement. And by the way, I think it was in that spirit that the president of Washington State University spoke at the same press conference with the athletic director, Pat Chun, where they announced the departure of Nick Rolovich. It's not really right to say he was fired. It was not he was called up before some board or he was fired. And what is disappointing about this episode, and I haven't spoken enough about it, frankly, is that Rolovich didn't offer any explanation of why it was so important to him not to take the vaccine. If he was proud of his position, if it made sense on any level, why not articulate it? And again, for all of these young people who are brokenhearted that the coach they really liked is leaving, don't you owe them? Don't you owe the school itself? Don't you owe the people of the state of Washington some explanation of what you're doing? This was the statement by President of the University, Kirk Schultz, yesterday at the end of the day when these announcements came down. Clip 9.
I want to thank Pat Chun and his staff for keeping the health and well-being of our student-athletes front and center as we navigate this needed change. Washington State University has been clear from the beginning that vaccines and masks are important tools to help us return to in-person teaching, learning, all the things that go around campus life, Greek recruitment, going to football and soccer and volleyball games, and all the different things that make part of the Coug experience. Without the vaccine and the mask mandates, we would not be here today in an in-person setting, feeling the way that our student body, our faculty, our staff, and our alumni do. We were the first public university in the state of Washington to institute a vaccine mandate for our students back in April. Vaccine requirements work. Today, over 90% of WSU employees and 97% of WSU students are vaccinated. More importantly, and we've had this message all along, I've had this message all along, Pat is our athletic director, has had this message all along, vaccines are safe and highly effective. Here in Pullman, the total number of active COVID cases as of today is 7 out of a total population of nearly 24,000 students, faculty, and staff.
Okay, it is working, and we are getting together. And again, one of the things that President Schultz actually reminds us of is how desperately everybody wanted in-person education to come back, to bring kids back to classrooms. Thank you, vaccines. That has allowed that to happen without spreading the new variant and the dangerous variant even more. And that's something we should be grateful for. Again, gratitude rather than grievance and guilt, if you're going to choose among G words. This email came in from Mitch in Seattle. And he said there should be no mandate on this COVID vaccine. It's nowhere near as effective as the polio or smallpox vaccine and shouldn't be compared to them. Well, they've had actually decades to basically wipe out those diseases in terms of smallpox vaccines, centuries. Give this vaccine time. If it were more effective, I would use it. But my primary reason to refuse it is that I think there's something very harmful in it. Why? What's your source of information that there's something very harmful in it? What is it? Is it some magic potion? Is it the mark of the beast? I mean, see, it's really, really, this is why it was important, I think, for people who are opposed to the vaccine, more power to you, but think through and try to present your case against it based on more than I think there's something harmful in it.
Is there something harmful in The Many Saints of Newark? It's meant to be a prequel for The Sopranos. So people who love The Sopranos, will you love this movie? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
If you've ever wondered how Tony Soprano got to be the sympathetic mob boss he became on TV, there's a new Origins film about his 1960s New Jersey boyhood called The Many Saints of Newark, now playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max.
Antonio Soprano.
He doesn't apply himself, but he is smart. He's a leader.
And what lends interest here is the casting of the son of the late James Gandolfini, Michael Gandolfini, as the teenage Tony. Ray Liotta is a standout, playing twin brothers who are members of the family, though the relationships get tangled and confusing. There are also too many intra-family murders that undermine sympathy for the main character, Tony's much-admired uncle Dickie Moltisanti, played by Alessandro Nivola. This mostly well-crafted prequel lacks the depth and dimensionality of the acclaimed TV series. Rated R, of course, for lots of language and disturbing brutality, plus some graphic sex scenes. 2.5 stars for The Many Saints of Newark. And one of the big movies of the year, we're going to be reviewing Friday. I just saw, I'm not going to give away the review, but Dune is certainly going to be one of the big movies of the year, and we will get to it tomorrow. There's a very provocative piece called Third Parties on the Horizon, What Does History Say? And it's based on a conclusion over at Real Clear Politics, and they're right. That one of the big differences that changed the outcome from 2016 to 2020 was the explosion of third parties in 2016, and those third parties basically went away, or the voters went away, in 2020. There were, as a percentage of the total vote, there were three times more, higher percentage of third party voters in 2016 than in 2020. What's likely for 2024? We'll talk about that and the way that third parties are going to try to affect the outcome. They usually don't, but sometimes we will get to that. We will also bring you the very latest on the false alarm about climate crisis. Is there a climate problem? Absolutely. A crisis? We'll be speaking with Bjorn Lomborg and more. Next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.